a science museum in Norwich, is using its 100-acre forest as a resource to support mental health. Vermont Public's Lexi Krupp visited on a recent summer day.
In the middle of a hemlock grove along the Connecticut River is an old landline phone set up in a wooden booth. It doesn't work, it's not connected to any phone line, but you can still pick it up and talk to someone you care about.
This wind phone invites you to express your thoughts and feelings to loved ones who have passed. Your words will be carried on the wind.
That's Nancy Marion. She's a board member at the Monshire Museum, where the phone is located. She used to paddle along the river here with her husband, Steve.
Is this where you would bring up the canoe?
Yes. There would be a little place where he could pull it up off the bank. And here's his sign.
Steve passed away last year. The wind phone is dedicated to him. There are phones like this set up all over the world to help people coping with grief. The one here was installed this summer, and it's part of a bigger project at the Monshire to reimagine its forest and how it could better serve visitors. Executive Director Laura Litchfield Kimber says the idea came out of listening sessions, asking how the museum could help meet people's needs.
What kept coming up again and again and again was the need for support for mental health. And I think, you know, COVID really brought that to light, the way people sought out our natural spaces.
There's a lot of research supporting the idea that engaging with nature is good for your brain. It can reduce depression and anxiety and increase feelings of hope. Litchfield Kimber thought a science museum could be part of that too.
We have an opportunity to be a convening space where we can pull experts in, where we can tell their stories, but then also give people a place to practice and reflect on their own.
They're calling the initiative the Healing Forest. There's the wind phone and other installations along the trails that encourage visitors to go out in the woods and be more present. One section looks like a playground. You can drop wooden balls down ramps and towers made of stone and wood.
What we tried to do with it was to bring in a sound bathing aspect to it, you know, so the sound of wood on wood. When you slow down to listen to this, it's really soothing.
Over the next year, they have plans to expand a wheelchair-accessible trail to the Connecticut River and build a meditation labyrinth. You have to buy a ticket to the museum to access these trails, but former Monshire director David Gowdy says they offer an approachable space for people to experience the natural world.
An awful lot of people don't think of themselves as hikers. They don't identify with going out on trails in the woods. So at Monshire, we create trails that are inviting to people that don't really quite yet feel comfortable doing that.
Recently, Gowdy has been leading bereavement walks at the museum and other trails in the area for a local hospice center. His wife, Susan, died a couple years ago, and the walks have been a big help. He hasn't used the wind phone here yet, but he's done something similar, writing a message to his wife on paper that dissolves in water. He says it's the same concept here.
You intentionally walk over there and you think of what I'm going to say now, and you pick up the phone and you have this little conversation. Even though it's kind of stupid, you know, it's like this phone doesn't go anywhere. But there's something about it really touches you. You feel it. I can't really explain it, but I can just tell you it really happens.
That thing that happens, he hopes other people experience it too, at this little phone booth in the woods. For Vermont Public, I'm Lexi Krupp in Norwich.